The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the January issue of Popular Science for Kids, the ultimate guide to almost everything. We're going to begin right on the front cover. Awesome animals, amazing places, cutting edge tech, thrilling history, incredible inventions, plus how you can make a difference. What we can look forward to in this issue, Table of Contents, Chapter 1, Awesome Animals. Meet some of the incredible feathered, furry, and scaly creatures who share our planet. Chapter 2, Wondrous Nature, how plants, animals, and other living organisms work together in different environments on land and in water. Did you ever wonder, asking questions is what makes us human. We look at everything around us and ask who, what, when, where, why, and how. The world is full of fascinating and unusual people, places, animals, plants, and objects. Amazing things are happening now, have happened in the past, and will certainly happen in the future. And we want to know all about them. We know you have questions, too, like, how do snakes get around? Why do fireworks come in so many colors? How do earthquakes happen? Whether you want to know about nature, technology, history, animals, or places, here's where you'll find the answers to the questions your brain has been thinking up. Being curious is how we get smarter and make our world better. So turn the page and join the adventure. Chapter 1, Awesome Animals. There are more than 8.7 million different types of creatures across our planet. Take a look at some of the most amazing ones. We have here praying mantises lay in wait for prey to wander by, then use their front legs to reach out and grab it. Using suction cup pads on their feet, red-eyed tree frogs cling to leaves in their tropical rainforest habitat. What is a raptor? Raptors are birds that eat other animals. Hawks, eagles, falcons, and owls are all types of raptors. All raptors have pointy, sharp talons, which are claws, and a beak with a curved tip. They are known for being sleek, efficient hunters with keen eyesight and can fly with great speed and precision. Can an owl turn its head completely around? Well, not completely, but pretty close. In 2013, researchers figured out why an owl can turn its head 270 degrees, three quarters of a circle, in either direction without cutting off the flow of blood to its brain. A blood pooling system in the bird's arteries collects blood to power its brain when the neck twist cuts off circulation. In many owl species, including the long-eared owl above, the ears are at different heights on their head. This allows them to pinpoint the location of more than one prey animal at the same time, increasing their chances of success while hunting. Africa's Rupel's griffon vulture is the highest flying bird, capable of reaching altitudes of 37,000 feet. That's 11,300 meters. The harpy eagle has the largest talons of any raptor. At 5 inches, 13 centimeters long, they're larger than the claws of a grizzly bear. How can eagles see fish in water? These birds can spot a tiny animal as far as 2 miles away. This enables them to see a fish while flying several hundred feet above a lake or a pond. As the eagle dives down on its prey, the muscles in its eyes quickly change the curve of its eyeball so it can clearly see a fish in the water and accurately measure how far away it is. Fun facts about birds. 1. Ostriches lay the largest eggs up to 6 inches in diameter and 3 pounds in weight. The heaviest flying bird is the great bustard. It can still take to the skies even though it weighs more than 30 pounds. 3. The wandering albatross has the widest wingspan of any flying bird, measuring at 11 feet. 4. Each year the Arctic tern travels from the north to the South Pole, logging 18,641 miles. And number five, at a mere 2.5 inches long, Cuba's bee hummingbird is the world's smallest. What are some fascinating sea life? From the smallest single-cell creatures to the great blue whale, the Earth's oceans contain huge biodiversity or variety of life. Mammals, fish, invertebrates, animals without a spine, plants, and tiny microorganisms all make up a complex ocean ecosystem. Scientists estimate that 91% of all the species in the oceans have not yet been discovered. Some marine creatures are predators. Predators hunt for their food and survive by eating smaller creatures. Two regions of the North Pacific Ocean are ground zero for predators because they attract a wide range of marine life. One hotspot is the North Pacific Transition Zone, which extends from Japan to the state of Washington, a whopping 5,600 miles wide. Warm and cool water collide in this area, creating a superhighway for migrating animals. That also makes the zone a prime hunting ground for predators, including elephant seals, tuna, and sharks. Another area is the California Current, which flows south along the west coast at the United States. Like the North Pacific Transition Zone, the California Current is where warm and cold water meet. Many marine animals follow the nutrient-rich water, and predators lie in wait for them. Those predators include 24 whale, 11 dolphin, and 6 pinniped with flippers species. Sea lions, seals, and walruses are in fin-footed animals. They use their fins or flippers for speeding through ocean water and moving a bit more awkwardly on land. Pufferfish can grow up to 3 feet long, although most are smaller. They inflate by sucking water into their stomachs. Almost all of them are poisonous to people and many other fish. Dolphins, whales, and porpoises are all cetaceans, an order of aquatic mammal known for their streamlined, hairless bodies, flipper-like front limbs, and blowholes, sort of like nostrils on the tops of their heads. The animal with the most teeth isn't a fierce-looking shark. It's the tiny umbrella sea slug, which keeps producing new teeth as its old ones wear down. It eats sea sponges and goes through an astronomical 750,000 teeth in a lifetime. Ooh, imagine their dentist fee. The Australian box jellyfish is the ocean's most poisonous predator. It can have up to 15 tentacles and 5,000 poisonous stinging darts that it uses to kill or stun its prey. How do animals survive in the deepest parts of the ocean? The ocean is divided into 5 levels or zones. Only the first 2 zones get sunlight. There are animals living in all 5 zones, but the deeper the water, the harder it is to live, thanks to a lack of light, food, and oxygen, plus extreme cold and intense pressure from above. The cool deep-sea adaptation is known as bioluminescence. This is when animals produce their own light to see in the dark, trick prey, or attract mates. The anglerfish has a bioluminescence ray that dangles in front of its mouth, almost like a fishing pole. To find food in the underwater darkness, the tripod fish rests in its 3 long fins on the ocean floor and feels for the vibrations made by its prey. Many deep-sea creatures have special molecules in their cells called piezolites, which help the other molecules in the animal's body to resist the crushing pressure of the water above. A vampire squid isn't a squid at all. It's a unique creature that lives in some of the deepest parts of the ocean. It isn't a vampire either. While it doesn't suck blood, it survives by feeding on the decaying plant and animal matter that falls naturally from above. But the loose webbing between its arms resembles a cloak or cape. Open wide, basking sharks' mouths can be more than 3 feet wide. These sharks have hundreds of tiny teeth, but they don't use them to chomp on food. They are filter feeders, which means they let water flow through their open mouths and gills and filter out tiny fish called plankton to eat. The short-nosed green-eyed fish's eyes have an eerie jade glow in the dim blue light found in deeper ocean waters. Scientists think that it helps this deep-sea swimmer to see prey better. Its dimly glowing body may be a kind of camouflage, allowing it to blend in with light from above. What are some secrets of slithering snakes? There are more than 3,400 species of these sliding reptiles, and scientists are finding new snake species nearly every year. In 2020, for example, a new green snake was found in India. It was named Saladhar's Pit Viper for Saladhar's Slytherin, a character in the Harry Potter books. Scientists believe snakes evolved from lizards some 174.1 million to 163.5 years ago. During that period, evolution caused the lizards to lose their limbs, eyelids, and ears, among other changes, creating an entirely new sort of creature, the snake. Some snakes slithered, also called a serpentine motion. They move their bodies section by section in a sort of S shape. Other snakes move in a straight line. That's called rectilinear motion. Anacondas, for example, do this by using muscles on their underside to move them forward. In a concertina movement, the snake gathers its whole body tightly together and then pushes its head straight out as its body follows. Finally, sidewinders move their head forward, then their tail, and repeat that motion over and over. This helps them move in their usual sandy desert habitat. Just like you, snakes grow larger as they get older. Nearly all snakes are covered by a pattern of small scales that act as a protective barrier for them. As snakes grow, the outer layer of scales becomes too small. They molt, shedding the old skin and revealing a new layer of scaly skin that fits their larger size. Only a small number of snakes, such as rattlesnakes and black-mouthed mambas, have venom strong enough to kill people. Most snakes are harmless, but it can be hard to tell which is which. Expert advice, if you see a snake, leave it alone. Sea snakes swim through the ocean, sometimes using their flat tail as a sort of swim fin. A few snakes can glide through the air from tree to tree by expanding flaps of skin at their sides. Most snakes have pupils that are shaped like either circles or narrow slits. Snakes with round pupils generally hunt during the daytime. Those with narrow slits hunt at night. New research shows that the slit-eyed snake not only take in light better at night, but their smaller pupils help them hide from their prey by reflecting less light outward. What is a mammal? You're a mammal. Your dog or cat is a mammal. So are the squirrels that climb trees in your backyard. Scientists estimate that there are more than 5,500 mammal species living on our planet. But what makes all these different species alike? All mammals, regardless of size and shape, have some things in common. They have backbones, and their lower jaw is attached directly to their skull. They have fur or hair at some time in their life. Their bodies are able to generate their own heat. They produce milk for their young, who drink from the mammary glands of their mother. And except for monotremes, like the platypus, mammals don't lay eggs. Their young are born live. What's the biggest mammal of all? The blue whale is 100 feet long and weighs in a whopping 200 tons. That's actually bigger than the biggest dinosaur. Some were longer, but none weighed that much. Blue whale babies weigh up to 6,000 pounds at birth. Adult blue whales can poop 53 gallons of feces at one go, almost enough to fill two bathtubs. How loud is it? The blue whale is one of the loudest animals on Earth. Its voice can reach 180 decibels, which is loud enough to make most other animals deaf. One whale's vocalizations can be heard by other whales for hundreds of miles around. Why do some animals have stripes or spots? Leopards have dark spots that scientists called rosettes. They have a rose-like shape. The main theory is that the spots enable leopards to blend into their environment so they can sneak up on their prey. This kind of marking that helps an animal blend in is called camouflage. On the savannas of Africa, zebras with their black and white stripes stand out from the crowd. Why are these animals painted like striped shirt referees or a football game? Some scientists say the colors act as a warning signal to predators. Still others guess that the stripes protect zebras from getting bitten by flies. One theory says the stripes might help keep zebras at a comfortable body temperature. According to this theory, black stripes soak in heat when it's cool, while the sun's light reflects off the white stripes when it's hot. Which are the biggest and smallest on land? The world's largest land mammal is the African elephant. It weighs between 5,000 and 14,000 pounds, about half as much as a school bus. Other massive land mammals include the hippopotamus, which can grow up to 9,920 pounds, the white rhinoceros up to 7,920 pounds, and the Indian bison up to 3,300 pounds. As for the world's smallest mammal, the mole-like Etruscan shrew inset takes the prize. It weighs less than 0.14 ounces and is less than 2 inches long. You don't say. Mammals evolved from therapsids, a group of mammal-like reptiles that lived nearly 300 million years ago. Page 18. Animals. How are humans, apes, monkeys, and lemurs alike? Although they all may seem different, they actually have a lot in common. For one thing, all of them are a type of mammal called a primate. Primates' brains are larger than those of other animals. Most primates don't have claws, although a couple of species do. Instead, primates have flat fingernails. The eyes of primates always face forward, not off to the sides like a deer's, and their teeth are much different from other mammals. Primates also have thumbs that can touch their other fingers, which is known as opposable thumbs. In many ways, humans are just less hairy versions of apes. We share about 99% of our DNA with them. To be completely honest, chimpanzees are more like humans than they are like gorillas. Humans and chimps laugh when tickled, and both can solve problems. Just like us, chimps know who's looking back at them when they peer into a mirror. Chimps and humans even have the same number of toes and fingers. Lemurs live in Madagascar, off the eastern coast of Africa and the neighboring Comoro Islands. Lemurs are neither apes nor monkeys. They're a special group of primates that scientists call prosimians. Unfortunately, most lemurs are endangered due to habitat destruction and illegal hunting. What does a tail tell? Don't make the mistake of calling an ape a monkey. Although both are primates, they are quite different. There are four types of apes: gorillas, orangutans, chimpanzees, and bonobos, while there are 260 monkey species. Apes live longer and have larger bodies. They also have larger brains compared to the size of their bodies, making apes more intelligent. But the most obvious difference is that monkeys have tails and apes do not. While the 6-foot eastern gorilla is the largest living primate, it dwarfs in comparison to history's largest, the 10-foot tall Gigantopithecus. You won't find this behemoth swinging from tree to tree, though. It became extinct some 100,000 years ago. Tarsiers are also promiscians. They are 3.5 to 6 inches long, with a tail nearly twice as long as their bodies. These nocturnal animals live exclusively on several islands in Southeast Asia. How do we learn about dinosaurs? The word dinosaur was coined by British scientist Richard Owen in 1842. It comes from the Greek word for fearful or terrible lizard. People who study dinosaurs are called paleontologists. They tried to discover how dinosaurs lived by finding and analyzing their remains, including bones, teeth, eggs, and even footprints that have been preserved in mud. By examining the age and location of these clues, paleontologists can learn a lot about the world of dinos. For one, paleontologists learned about dinosaurs through fossils, which are bones and impressions left behind in rock and soil. Paleontologists have to do this carefully, using things such as chisels to remove the surrounding material. People visit dinosaurs at museums around the world. The dinosaur above is called Sue, named for the person who found the fossils. Sue now lives in a museum in Chicago, not far from where she was discovered in South Dakota. Scientists even study fossilized poop to learn about what dinosaurs ate. Dino dung can also tell us about the surrounding environment and animals that might have lived nearby. When did the dinosaurs live? The age of dinosaurs lasted 186 million years from 252 million to 66 million years ago. Not all dinosaurs lived at the same time. Groups died out as others evolved. Experts have organized the known species, about 700, by the periods during which they lived. Late Triassic, 250 to 201 million years ago. Early Jurassic, 201 to 180 million years ago. Middle Jurassic, 180 to 159 million years ago. Late Jurassic, 159 to 144 million years ago. Early Cretaceous, 144 to 98 million years ago. And late Cretaceous, 98 to 66 million years ago. Dramatic facts about dinos. Tyrannosaurus rex had the strongest bite of any land animal in history. Velociraptor had feathers like a bird but couldn't fly. The name Stegosaurus means roofed lizard, a reference to the plates along its back. Patagotin maiorum is one of the biggest dinosaurs that has ever been found. It measures 122 feet long and is believed to have weighed 70 tons. Dinosaurs weren't all big and scary. Amphipteryx longimbrachium was a flying dinosaur about the size of a city pigeon. The neck frill of Triceratops might have been used as a form of protection or to lure mates. Dino remains have been found on all seven continents. Many dinosaurs grew teeth constantly and went through hundreds of sets in their lifetime. Diplodocus had the longest tail of any dinosaur, stretching to more than 46 feet. Most scientists believe that dinosaurs became extinct after a massive asteroid hit Earth 66 million years ago, drastically changing the climate. How do baby animals grow? When most animals are born, including you, they don't look exactly like their parents. Most obviously, they are smaller, sometimes much smaller. The newborn tree kangaroo is the size of a jelly bean. Known as a joey, this tiny tot snuggles inside his mother's pouch all day and nurses on her milk. A litter is several babies born to an animal at one time. Dog litters average 5 or 6 puppies, while cat litters average 4 kittens. An African elephant calf weighs between 200 and 300 pounds at birth. The mothers are pregnant for more than 20 months. Quolls are marsupials with large ears, like a lemur, a mouse-like face, and a body like a cat. When these pups are born, they're the size of a baked bean. A polar bear cub keeps close to its mother for 28 months, learning how to survive in the harsh Arctic climate. At 14 to 16 inches, fully grown, the fennec fox is the smallest fox on the planet, but its ears can grow to a massive 4 to 6 inches long. Baby fennecs need only 10 months to grow into mature adults. How do insects grow up? Insects grow into adults in different ways. Some undergo complete metamorphosis with four stages of growth: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. Others undergo incomplete metamorphosis: egg, nymph, and adult. Some of these insects resemble their parents throughout the entire process, but may lack features like wings. How does a grasshopper grow? 1. A grasshopper begins as an egg. Some insects, like grasshoppers, experience incomplete metamorphosis. They resemble their parents from the time they hatch from eggs. As nymphs, they look like smaller versions of the adults they will become. It hatches into a nymph. As the nymph grows, it molts or sheds its exoskeleton outer layer several times. As it continues to grow and molt, it develops wings. After about 4 to 6 weeks, the grasshopper is an adult. Well, how does a butterfly form? It begins at an egg. Then, during the larva stage, it has a soft, worm-like body and eats constantly. When it comes time to enter the pupa stage, it forms a structure around itself where it finishes growing. In the final stage, a beautiful winged butterfly emerges as its adult form. In complete metamorphosis, an insect transitions through stages where it looks nothing like its parents. An example of an insect that undergoes complete metamorphosis is a butterfly. Page 24, how do some animals help other creatures survive? Some animals coexist in a complex relationship known as symbiosis, which occurs when animals share resources. One type of symbiotic relationship is called mutualism. This is when both animals benefit, like when the tiny oxpecker bird on the right dined on the fleas on a zebra's neck. In addition to mutualism, there are four other kinds of symbiotic relationships. Commensalism is when one animal benefits from another without harming it. A golden jackal following a tiger and feeding on the remains of its prey is an example of this. Predation is when one animal hunts and kills another, called its prey. A crocodile hunting and eating a fish or an owl swooping down on a mouse are examples of predation. Parasitism is when one animal attacks itself to another, called a host, and uses the host for food. A tick clinging to a deer and feeding on its blood is a parasitic relationship. And competition is when animals compete for food or other resources and neither benefits. Cheetahs and lions chasing after the same prey are in a competitive relationship. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.